Excellent.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dennis. So it's Venerable Lada. Anyway, so now is the opportunity to do some nice quiet meditation. So today my cough has abated. It has disappeared. It is vanished. It has gone to the void. So I can actually meditate properly this weekend. So, sitting down, closing your eyes, and bringing awareness onto your own body. Especially something important, your posture, how you're sitting. So we try to do the fidgeting at the very beginning. You can fidget later on if you wish, but it's less disturbing when you do it now. Being kind to your own body. To bring up awareness, just wiggle your toes. How do you know you're wiggling toes? There's awareness there. You're connecting mind to toes. And use that connection to check that the toes are comfortable. If they are, move on up to your feet. To know how they feel after a while, you can get a very strong connection between your brain and that part of the body, which doesn't only register the feet when they're in pain or they step on something, which knows them, the feelings, their comfort, even when there's nothing much going on. You're learning how to focus, and you may even find by focusing you can relax. Just relaxing just your feet. And moving up, you can relax your ankles. Just being aware of them, noticing them. Mindfulness offers you the possibility of relaxation through feedback. You feel you're kind and you can relax. You move up your calves, feeling, knowing, relaxing. Up to your knees. Just knowing how they feel. And even wishing them relaxation painlessness, health. The mind, when it focuses on something, can change the sense of well-being of parts of your own body. Like anything else, the practice gives you the abilities. You go up to your size. So I'm noticing the muscles and relaxing them. They're pretty good, but nevertheless, I can always relax them more. Then enter my butt, feeling, letting go of tightness, coming to a place of ease. And up to my waist, feeling, especially in the lower intestines, colon, whatever it's called, and the lower back, the spine, making sure everything feels as comfortable as I possibly can arrange it. Sometimes I linger at a part of my body, understanding it, understanding what causes tightness, what causes relaxation of my body. For those of you who know Satipatthana, combination of the first and second, the body and its pleasure or pain, learning the cause. And move up my body, up to my chest, and feeling just how the mind interacts with your own body. How wanting, negativity tightens things up, causes stress. And how opening the door of your heart, giving kindness, acceptance, peace in this moment, causes an experience of peace and healing and comfort. How can you be relaxed when you're afraid? And move up to my shoulders, loosening them. How do you do that? Awareness, trial and error, until you feel you can know how to relax. The same way you know how you can lift a hand or put it back down again. You know just how to loosen muscles which are causing you tightness and pain. go down my arms, my shoulders down to my elbows, making sure they're at peace. To my hands, wrists, feeling and learning how to relax parts of me. And going back up to my shoulders and my neck and throat, feeling, experiencing, and making peace with whatever feeling I'm experiencing. Letting it be. And up to my face, relaxing muscles around eyes and nose and mouth and forehead. Getting the optimum position. And then becoming aware of my ears. And relaxing, so I'm not resisting any sounds. Whatever sounds I hear, I make peace with them. Relaxing my ear. Not resisting, but just softening and being. And then I imagine my brain. I imagine taking it out from my head and putting it to bed for half an hour. So it doesn't need to work. It doesn't need to worry, to plan, to get angry or to want. It's just free time where thinking, planning just can stop. Experience my whole body as a unit, connected, but relaxed. Relaxed very powerfully, very carefully. Let's see if I can notice the pleasure, the delight of a relaxed body. go to my mind. Especially noticing how peaceful or how agitated I feel. It's like a meter, thermometer, speedometer. Once I can notice that part of my mind and really get to know it well, I know what causes my mind to relax and be peaceful. So nothing is pulling or pushing. If I have a goal, it pulls me. If I have some negativity or fear, it squashes me. I go inside and try and protect it. It feels tense. I have this courage just to be, opening the door of my heart to this moment. I get to know what peace feels like. Once I notice peace, stillness, and the delight of a peaceful mind, which is not struggling, then I can notice it gets more peaceful. Later on, if you want to start watching your breathing, it comes up naturally fine. But for now, I'm going to be quiet until the meditation ends in about 7 minutes' time.
So
how do you feel right now? How relaxed is your body? How peaceful is your mind? And what do you want right now? If there's something you want that blocks peace, not to fight this moment, not to resist this moment, just to be, let go. I will now ring the gong 3 times. The third ringing of the gong, when it's complete, it's time to open the eyes to end the meditation. At the end of the third ringing of the gong. So you just now relax and get ready for today's talk.